Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
High Noon, Jones and Keefe. Here on WEEI, every Thursday we go on the clock. We'll give you a 60-second take on why Alex Cora should be fired following that win yesterday.
That's mean. That's just nasty behavior.
Look, we had a plan. I didn't think the Red Sox were going to win.
No.
They won. We're sticking to the plan.
Yeah, I mean, they're still 30-34.
Yeah, I mean, they're not a good baseball
team. Closer to last place than first place.
I would feel better about this if the Red Sox lost yesterday, but we're going forward with the topic.
No, they're bad. They're a bad team. It's an off day.
What can you say? We're lazy. Say Don, say goodbye, say goodnight.
Yeah. Ding dong.
What time did they walk it off yesterday?
3 o'clock in the afternoon, but it doesn't matter.
Kids aren't even home from school yet.
No. It was a day game, but that's fine.
It was a long one, though.
It was long. It felt like a
couple
a
marathon
game.
Games.
Yeah.
I mean, early on, you're like, this is getting silly. The first inning, I think, was a half hour or more.
Yeah, at least.
A lot of runs. People like runs.
People do.
Came to the ballpark to see Lucas Giolito pour gasoline on himself and light himself on fire. And another double. It was just like a double parade there off of Giolito.
It was.
That one will bounce into the stands.
So, spoiler alert, we don't think much changed with the Red Sox yesterday.
No, not really.
Which is why we're still firing the manager. We'll do that in a moment. You mentioned Giolito pouring gasoline on himself, setting himself on fire. Text line on fire.
I'm trying to figure the out.
Your guy, it's Giolito.
We'll hold our breath.
Your guy, Dice, said, where is it?
He says, oh, what a coincidence. Keith gets a Six City Connect jersey, and now Brad Marchand wants to be buddies. No thanks. All set, Brad.
Yeah, right, Brad.
Not today,
nice
Brad.
Nice try, Brad.
Nope.
Now I finally got my City Connect jersey. I single-handedly, I'm you now, turn the Red Sox around. And now you want to be my friend? No, thank you.
I want to know since I got the jersey. Also, we're getting a lot of really good Marco Sturm nicknames.
Now, this is dangerous because we did this before with Bregman, and it really took over not just one show, but
weeks of shows.
Maybe a whole week's worth.
Foghorn Breghorn is still just ingrained in my memory.
We never settled on a Bregman nickname, did we?
He didn't like any of them because the Greg Hill Show presented them. They gave him a few.
I forgot about
down
that.
In spring training.
Yeah, and he's like, nah, these are no good.
Greg, you later.
Greg, you later.
The Bregulators.
The Bregulators.
He's like, you guys call me Alex.
Yeah, well,
like,
all right. When he comes back from the IL, maybe we can settle on that.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of good
sick
Breg.
Bro.
Sick Breg, bro.
Forgot about that.
Okay. The Marco Sturm ones, according to Hockey Reference, are simply Sturmy and German.
Right, which are not great.
No, they're not.
So we came up with...
They got a good one right off the rip.
What was yours again?
The Sturminator.
Sturminator. I saw Sturm Surge on Twitter.
Sturm Surge is good.
It's not bad.
What about Sturman Douglas, the general?
A little general.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't like Sturman Douglas?
I feel like you're just kind of piggybacking on Sturman Moore. It's kind of what I feel like you're
doing. No, I'm not.
That's okay.
Right. Oh, but we're getting a bunch of them. Sturmy Daniels.
Sturmy Daniels is a pretty good
Sturm one. Sturm Trooper.
The Sturm Trooper?
Yeah. Pee Wee Sturman.
That's, that's not in there, is that?
Yeah, it is.
Somebody said that one?
Yeah. Sturms of Endearment.
Yeah, Sturms of Endearment. Yeah. I think you were telling me in the Twitch chat, and they're always very good in there. Was this $10 shake?
Oh, I think $10 shake had low Sturm count.
I was just about to say sperm sample.
Sperm sample.
Sperm sample. Sperm donor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's kind of what he is. He's donating his time for 2 years.
That's what he's.
And
yeah,
then he's
right.
out. He's a sperm donor.
Yeah.
That's really what it comes down to. Okay. Well, keep those coming. That's not going to take over the show. You can keep
Spermicide.
Those. Spermicide. That's what Sweeney will do in 2 years.
Spermicidal lubricant.
Yeah. Yeah.
In one small bottle of spermicidal lube.
Okay. Keep sending those in. 617-779-7937. Who should go on the clock first here, Keith? I don't remember who went first last time.
You want to flip a coin? Yeah, it doesn't matter to me.
Yeah.
I'll go first?
You have a coin
back there, Nick?
You want?
I'll go first. I'll volunteer.
Why don't you keep taking it away? Keith,
put me on the clock.
Put him on the clock. A reminder. I know you're just busily trying to come up with Marco Sturm nicknames, but if you want to go on the clock, we'll put you on the clock for 30 seconds. Keith and I get 60.
Yeah.
Why Alex Cora should be fired in 60 seconds. Here's Rich Keith.
Let me first start off by saying I hope nobody's fired. I hope everybody has their job at all times. I don't wish that upon anybody. But I would fire Alex Cora because right now he's not doing anything well. And that's not hyperbole. You look at every responsibility for a manager, and he's not doing a good job right now. His pitching staff isn't performing well. The hitters are a mess. The fielding is once again at the bottom of the league, tied with or worse than the Rockies, who are one of the worst teams in baseball history. They don't even run the bases all that well. There's maybe two, three players having a good season. One of them is Garrett Crochet, who he pulled early from a game, which led to a loss. The other is Rafael Devers, who he's afraid to ask to play a position. He can't even ask him to play first, can't even ask him to play third. He's afraid of him. And then it's Alex Bregman who's hurt. So those three guys are playing well. Everybody else is playing poorly. You thought he was this great communicator. You have guys like Liam Hendricks bitching about not pitching enough out of the bullpen. None of the young guys are playing well. You've had a couple guys take a step back from last year. Jaren Duran, Tanner Houck, etc.
Okay. That was a good disclaimer. Good disclaimer in the beginning.
I want everybody to have their job for as long as they want it.
I
want
to make it clear.
But this guy needs to go. This guy's killing the team right now. The guy's a mess.
Okay. That's Rich Keith saying why Alex Cora should be fired in just 60 seconds. Yes?
Sturmbank?
It's right. It's right under our...
It's right there.
Our nose. I like this one because we were so focused on Sturm. Marco Polo Bar.
Okay.
You know, he just has a low bar to clear.
What about the German Sturman?
We didn't focus as much on Marco.
No, we didn't.
There's a real gold mine there that we just ignored.
Anyway.
Is what we did.
Okay.
Okay. Why don't you throw me on the clock?
Let's go.
All right. Here's why Alex Cora should be fired in just 60 seconds. Red Sox stink. I don't know if you know that. They're 30-34. They're in fourth place. They're 9 games out, 4 games out in the wild card. And even worse, they're error repeaters. They make the same mistakes over and over and over again for years now. They lead the bigs in errors. They run into the outs on the bases seemingly every single night. So that's not good, and that's on the manager. Cora hasn't made the playoffs since 2021. Since then, he's gone. 78-84, last place. 78-84, last place. 81-81, third place, and the mess that is this year. And oh, by the way, he's feuding with yet another GM, first Chaim Bloom, and now Craig Breslow, which brings us to Rafael Devers, who is hitting. Stop me if you heard that before. 285, 12 homers, 54 RBIs, but he's been allowed to act like a child because Cora enabled him. He didn't want to move off third, which he was wrong about. He won't go to first, which he's joked and trolled about. If you suck on the field and your team isn't good and you can't manage players off of it, you should be out of a job. So that's why Cora should be fired in 60 seconds.
Yeah, also I meant to add they're about to miss the playoffs for the fourth straight year. He has a worse career record than John Farrell, who made the playoffs more at a higher percentage clip than Alex Cora has. He has made the playoffs twice in what will be 7 years as manager, and he even gets that out in 2020. I keep saying that. Like, he would have been the manager on that team, which would have done nothing.
Well,
and it would have been
2-8. Who knows, Keith? He could have managed that team in the playoffs.
Yeah, but like that one wouldn't have been his fault as much.
Yeah.
But it's like this team added a few really good players to a 500 team, and they're worse. And those really good players are performing. Like Bregman, I know he's been out now for whatever it is, a week or so, but he was performing. Like, he was great. Crochet is the favorite to win the Cy Young, and Chapman's better than Jansen. And yet you've still found a way to add those guys to the team and make it so much worse. So, yeah, I don't know. Like, I just don't know what the defense is for Cora. The best thing you can say in defense of Cora would be X, Y, and Z are all out of his control, which isn't exactly a defense. It's more like, oh, the manager doesn't do anything. either the manager doesn't do anything and it's like, what's the point? Or he does and he's doing a bad job of it.
The things he does do,
yeah,
he's not doing well. Or if your excuse is, right, well, that's out of his purview, then what exactly does he do? Why'd you pay him?
Yeah.
How is he any different than any other manager? So it's right. not exactly a defense of Alex Cora. You guys can jump aboard, 617-779-7937. Why Alex Cora should be fired, if you feel that way. Perhaps you disagree. You can weigh in there. We'll throw you on the clock if you want for 30 seconds. Meanwhile, Breslow, part of the front office report. I don't know. You tell me. I don't think this was exactly a big-time defense of Alex Cora today. We'll get to his answer on Driveline coming up in a moment. But this is his quote-unquote defense of the manager when asked by Jermaine Wiggins this morning.
Craig, when you look at where you are in this situation, you know, you could potentially be out of it by the All-Star break. Cora says he doesn't know what to do or how to change things. Is there a possibility, with everything being on the table, that you guys might make a managerial change if things don't get better?
We're always going to be anchored to what is best for the team, and we have a lot of confidence in Alex as the leader of this group. He's won in Boston as a player. He's won in Boston as a manager. We have conversations daily about everything that we can do to get us back on track. That's where our focus is, and that's where it will remain.
Okay. I think it's the order in which he responds. So first of all, there's a pause, and we read into it. That's part of the job. But so there's a little bit of a pause. He's like, we're anchored to doing what's best for the team. So Wiggy's question was, would you move on from Cora? And he's like, we'll do what's best for the team.
That leaves the door open. It
does. Like, if that, like, yeah, and then that would be the rationale. That would be the decision behind it. If you start with, we have a ton of confidence, he's not the we have a lot of problems, he's not the problem. That's like one way to answer that question.
Yeah, that's not what he said.
No, it is not.
He paused.
Long pause.
And then said, it's all on the table.
And then he said, we're anchored
doing
what's best for the team, which is also not how humans talk.
No, but we.
That's okay.
Let's not expect that out of him at this point.
No, we're not.
Yeah, I don't exactly think that was a full defense. And if I were to read between the lines on this, I would say that's Breslow's way of letting you know. If it were up to me, it would be on the table.
He's like, well, guys, I didn't even hire him.
It's not up to me.
Yeah, no.
So, look, we're open to anchored to do whatever's right for the team, what's best for the team, but it's not really my call. But, yeah, I would do it. Oh, and by the way, I mean, we got a lot of confidence in Alex Cora. We really love him.
Yeah, no, he's great. Remember, he won as a player. Like, okay.
Yeah, sure.
So does you.
It's relevant.
I don't have any confidence in you.
Juxtapose that with how he defended Driveline, his baby.
Loves Driveline.
Really loves Driveline. This is, again, front office report this morning on the Greg Hill Show.
Well, I guess what I'm asking is, you know, this approach is spoken about like it's the boogeyman, but if I were to say, you know, the approach that we have to teaching offense is to say, hey, we've got to start with making great swing decisions, right? We've got to understand the pitches that we need to swing at. When we swing at them, we need to put them in play. And when we put them in play, we want to hit the ball hard enough that it matters. And when we get to two strikes, we need to compete like all hell to put the ball in play, especially when we have runners in scoring position. Is that something that you would say sounds like, you know, kind of we've got the wrong approach here or misunderstanding, you know, around what's important? I think we need our hitters to be extremely competitive in the box. We also need them to understand, you know, what type of balls in play tend to produce runs. And that's the approach that we've got.
You don't think we should hit the ball hard? You don't think we should swing strikes?
Oh, you don't think we have a good approach at the plate? Yeah, but you don't like that? We want to hit the ball hard.
It's the first time I can remember Brezzo, like, in an answer, asking multiple questions back.
Yeah.
Like, well, what do you guys even think Driveline is? And then Greg's like, well, that's why you're on the show.
Right.
Can you explain it to us?
Yeah, by his robo standards, that's lashing out. And you're right.
That was like a little bit of a pulse.
Like, answer it for us. Like, let us explain it to us.
It's like, all we're saying is, and we don't know all of the details of the Driveline approach.
We know most of them.
Well, I guess we do.
Bradford just summarized it perfectly.
No, Bradford did.
You know,
But you almost don't really
hit the ball in the air and hit it hard.
But you almost don't even have to. You just need to know that there's this group out there that they have hired to work with the hitters. And this was early on in spring training. Remember Jim Rice got involved and there was like a big back and forth and all this stuff. And it was like, this is the way we want to do it, which is not necessarily the way Alex Cora wants to do it, but it's what Breslow, and I'm getting, obviously Henry signed off on this. And like, yeah, these stats all sound good to me. Let's do this. But what does it look like through 64 games? Like, what, you're striking out a ton.
And they did last year, too. And it spiked last year when Driveline came in.
Right. Yeah. There's two teams in baseball that strike out more than the Red Sox. One, the Rockies, who are the worst team since 1894. The other is the Angels, who you just lost 2 out of 3 against. So they're striking out at an alarming rate. They're horrible with runners in scoring position. They never move the runners over. I know Wiggy's advocating for the suicide squeeze and things like that. But they're like, they're never getting runners over. They have so many bad at-bats. Even Cora was calling them out for it the other night about they scored some runs early, but then they had a lot of just like wasted at-bats after that. And Cora at least sees this. Like, why are we going to keep smashing our head against the wall and say that this is working when it's not? Whereas Breslow's like, what are you talking about? This is great. What do you guys, you know, you guys don't even know anything about it. It's hit the ball hard and swing at strikes. Okay. Are they doing that?
No.
Like, are they taking what you're giving them and making it work? Like, it's the complete opposite about what you hear a lot of, like, football offensive coordinators will say. Like, we'll take the player,
yep,
and then we'll try to do the best with the player around it.
This just occurred to me. Their approach with Sam Kennedy as well, but specifically Breslow, they should do an on-the-clock approach every week. It's like, hey.
Yes.
Hey,
60
defend,
seconds.
Defend drive line, 60 seconds. Fire Cora, 60 seconds.
It's like, wait, what?
Yeah.
This is hypothetical, right?
Put him on the clock.
Yeah, sure.
Just listening to Breslow panic on the clock would be great.
He's just asking questions. It's like, no, give us your thoughts on it.
He's lashing. He's very angry. Defending drive line. By the way, while we're talking analytics, the Patriots made an analytics hire yesterday.
All right.
According to Seth Walder of ESPN, Patriots are hiring former 49ers and Ravens staffers. So these are two good organizations.
Yeah.
Akeen Olakama as the new director of coaching analytics.
Okay.
He was in San Francisco's football research and development. He was San Francisco's football research and development coordinator.
Okay. Need more coordinators.
He has a deep scientific background in addition to football. He earned his master's at DePaul in 2021. Prior to that, he was a bioengineering and biomedical engineering major at Toledo, where he also played football. He was a linebacker.
Nice. You can't deny science.
For the Toledo Rockets. He broke into football analytics with the Ravens as a coaching research and development analyst fellow. He spent the last 3 years working his way up in the Niners organization before earning the director role.
All right.
So there's that. I will point out, and Seth Walder wrote about this, the team that is most heavily focused on analytics in the NFL. Any guesses?
Oh, Lions?
Nope. You're thinking at the top of the league. Maybe go the other way.
Browns?
The Cleveland Browns.
Wow.
Have the deepest analytics department, according to Seth Walder.
I thought it would be the Lions because they go for it on every fourth down.
No, it's a good one.
But yeah, the Browns. So it's going great for them.
So it's going really, really well for them.
Isn't the Browns the Moneyball guy?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, well, I'm trying to remember his name. It's not, Barry's
DePodesta?
The. Thank you. DePodesta is there. Yes.
Oh,
yeah, he is. DePodesta's there. So they have a very analytical bent, which has worked out very well.
No, they've been doing
for
great.
For Cleveland. But just know, the Patriots dipping a toe in to the analytics world, as all these teams are as well. They made a hire just yesterday.
So it was their analytics that said trade away Travis Hunter, right? Because they could have had Hunter and they traded him away, right?
Wait, what?
Travis Hunter, the Browns.
Oh, in the draft.
In the
draft.
Saying,
I was like, wait, they traded away Travis Hunter?
But they could have.
Yes,
and I'm saying whatever their formula was.
I was very confused.
Yeah. I'm like, am I wrong?
Yeah, no.
But
they don't want him.
So if he ends up being awesome, they'll be like, well, our computer couldn't figure out how a guy could play two spots.
Take Dylan Gabriel in the third round and then make sure you get Shadur after that.
And trade a pick for another quarterback and also sign Joe Flacco.
This could be you.
That's all stat-based.
Yeah.
Getting all those quarterbacks.
This could be you, Patriots. So congrats on that. Meanwhile, more and more Marco Sturm nicknames coming in, Keith.
Ooh, a dark and Sturmy.
A dark and Sturmy. I knew we had
Dark and Sturmies all around.
No, it's dark and lovely is what I thought it was.
Oh, yeah, I did hear that. On the plane, it is.
Not a dark. How about Earth Sturm Jim?
Oh, I loved Earth Sturm Jim. In Earth Sturm Jim 2. Those are good games.
Oh, I'm not sure I played 2.
They were pretty crazy.
Earth Sturm Jim. How about, this is from DICE, the Law Sturm.
Law Sturm.
You like the law firm.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive?
Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Love the law firm. Yeah. Not Ben Jarvis Green Ellis. No. I like Lawyer Malloy, Ty Law.
Yeah.
Good poster in front of the state capitol.
The law Sturm.
We had suits for some reason.
We had a Sturm trooper earlier. Did we also have Sturm ship troopers?
Sturm ship troopers.
I saw that movie in theaters.
Did you really?
Yes. I think it was a little aggressive.
Sick brag, bro.
Is that really?
You ready for a sick brag? You ready for this?
How'd you get in there?
My friend's dad took us.
Oh, was he like, cover your eyes, kids?
There was, I believe, and I've talked about this with Arcan before on the radio. I believe it's the first time I saw some tatas.
First time?
Sick brag, bro.
On the big screen.
Nice.
Yeah.
You're like, I'll be right back. Like, where are you going?
It was an awkward situation, but it's burned in there.
Oh yeah,
let me tell you,
she pulls out her breast and she's juggling them.
Let's just say for that one, you went for Denise Richards, but you stayed for Dina Meyer. That was a Dina Meyer movie.
What I didn't make the connection to until many many years later, Dina Meyer also on 90210.
Oh, yeah, hell yeah.
Where she was, I believe, Brandon's college professor, or maybe the wife of Brandon's college professor, but then putting the moves on Brandon.
Sure. How could she resist?
What a career for Dina Meyer.
She did
so, yeah,
well.
You didn't full on brag is what that was. What
she
a
was
film.
Also really good in Saw 2.
Oh, didn't see that.
Yeah, she was a detective on the case.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right, so I feel strongly
did
about
not end well for her. I'll just say that.
I think Sturmship Trooper is top of my list.
I love it.
Personally.
I'm going to watch that when I get home. Keep it's on Netflix right now.
Turn the pictures around and light some candles when you watch that thing. 617-779-7937. Keep those Marco Sturm nicknames coming. We'll put you on the clock to move on from Alex Cora. And what exactly were the Red Sox up to before the game yesterday? A kerfuffle on the field, a fracas, an exchange of healthy ideas.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.